Hello, it's me, John Coles, and I'm here to report on what happened tonight at the Apple Music event on the 1st of September 2010. Now, the following are my predictions. I predicted that there'd be a new iPod Touch, possibly with a camera front-facing, the gyroscope and the Retina display would be included. Now, I predicted the camera because the beta release of the software the iPod runs reportedly allows for FaceTime, which is Apple's video conferencing software. And the thing in the software was saying that you could create an account using an email address, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. The iPod Nano update, I predicted that you'd be able to take still photos, and maybe they'd add a higher capacity camera, maybe HD or, you know, something along those lines, and there'd be increased storage. The iPod Classic, I predicted there'd be more storage. In iTunes and Apple TV, starting with iTunes, I said that the streaming music would be coming because obviously Apple bought the streaming site, Lala.com, and there'd be some kind of wireless syncing, particularly with the iPod Touch and the iPhone. The Apple TV, I said there'd be a complete overhaul, maybe a name change to iTV, and it'd support apps. So let's see what happened. Well, the new iPod Touch did happen, and my possibly with a camera became it has a camera. It actually has two cameras. It has the front-facing camera, which is for FaceTime, and presumably they're going to allow you to take photos as well using that one. And they also added the back-facing camera, which has the HD capability, which also means you can run iMovie mobile, so you'll be able to edit whilst you're on the move, which is ideal, and I might just look at getting that. Put that with a MiFi and you've got a perfectly good portable, not only, actually I just thought of this, not only just to create video and upload it, but you could also do live streaming using the Ustream app. Now that's an interesting road. Cheap wireless cameras for you for Ustream, that's just brilliant. Also, the gyroscope is now in it, the Retina display is now in it, and I think it's only 6 millimeters thick. The pricing has changed a little bit, instead of being £152, which went up apparently. It used to be £149, now it's £152, or was £152 for an 8 gig. It's now £189 for an 8 gig iPod Touch. But that's not bad considering what you're getting, because a good HD, 720p HD camera can set you back, you know, maybe £130. So for £50 extra, you get an 8 gig iPod Touch. You also get the ability to run apps and much, much more. Talking about apps, did you know that the apps on the App Store have been downloaded over 6.5 billion times? That's not each. Collectively, they've been downloaded 6.5 billion times since the App Store opened. And I think the statistic is about 200 per second, and that's another 200. So you can imagine there are a lot of apps being downloaded. The iPod Nano. Obviously, there was an update to the iPod Nano, but it wasn't the one I thought. What they've done is they've turned it more into an iPod Shuffle, added a multi-touch display, and that's pretty much it. I don't know whether it's a Retina display. I would have thought it's just a standard display, because that obviously they're trying to cut the price. The prices of the iPod Nano, see this is where it's going to get confusing, the 8 gigabyte model is £129, I'm sorry it's late when I'm recording this, and the 16 gig version is £159. Now, there's only one product left, and this is the first one they discussed, the iPod Shuffle. Now, the 2 gig version is £39. All they've done is taken it back to the second version, because obviously the buttonless one just didn't work. But they've ported over the software, which basically allows it to talk and support playlist. So, not a very big change. More like a back step there from Apple. Something else they also announced tonight was the new versions of iOS. They gave us a sneak preview of iOS 4.2. Now, in this 4.2 upgrade, it's going to be for the iPad. I got that right that time. The iPad version, and I think probably the versions running on the iPhone and the iPod Touch, and with this new iPod Touch, this is going to be a very good function. You are going to be able to print. Yes, you can print from your iDevices. Now, on the screen, when Steve Jobs was demoing this, it looks like you can send it back to a computer. So whether they're going to run some kind of server software or whether it's going to be included into OS X, there has been a recent OS X update issued, so I'm wondering whether it's hidden in there. More on that in November, which is when it comes out. The only other thing that was announced was a new Apple TV. Yes, the Apple TV 2. They have shrunk the size. It is now a quarter of the original size. It's £99, so it's, you know, quite a big price reduction. It's also $99, which is unusual. Usually, you know, we get a bit of a discount. I would have thought it would have been about £70, but no, Apple have said it's going to be £99. Will I get one? Probably. Hopefully I'll also buy a new iPod Touch sometime in the future, because I'm now four generations behind, and that will never do. Anyway, this is John Coles for JCP. Have a good night, or day, or morning, or whenever you're watching this, just have a good time. Bye!